pork, the other white meat. Well, as of March 2011, that's changed. Now, the slogan is pork, be inspired. The U.S. consumption per capita of last year in 2000, well, actually 2 years ago, in 2010, was 48 pounds a person of pork, comparing that to 60 pounds a person of beef. You know, it's difficult in this country to find non-pork eaters. And that's taking into consideration that we're a country that predominantly declares ourselves Christians. You know, for most people, the laws regarding clean and unclean meats have been done away with. And pork is just about as safe as any other meat if properly cooked today. Well, you know, based upon the godly or ungodly practices of most mainstream meat industry producers, the last statement isn't too far off from the truth. Most meat that we eat today is not safe for long-term consumption. If you will, turn with me to see what it is that ancient Israel was told to live by. If you will, turn with me to Leviticus 11 and see the origin of this statute. Leviticus 11, starting in verse 1. Now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying to them, "Speak to the children of Israel, saying, these are the animals which you may eat among all the animals that are on the earth." That encompasses, that takes care of everything. They're covering every animal imaginable. If you skip down to verse 7. And the swine, though it divides the hoof, having cloven hooves, yet does not chew the cud, is unclean to you. Their flesh you shall not eat, and their carcasses you shall not touch. They are unclean to you. Well, many, if you do some searches like I was doing the past few days, many will quote Acts 10. So let's turn there as the change when all meats were made clean. Acts 10, starting in verse 13. This is Peter's vision. And a voice came to him, to Peter, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." But Peter said, "Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything common or unclean." And a voice spoke to him again, the second time, "What God has cleansed, you must not call common." This was done three times, and the object was taken up to heaven again. That object was a vision of all these different animals. Well, if you read the entire chapter to understand what the vision was referring to, the entire, you know, the argument that all meats were made clean is readily debunked in Peter's own words. And if you look at verse 28, then he said to them, "You know how unlawful it is for a Jewish man to keep company with or to go to one another, to one of another nation, but God has shown me that I should not call any man common or unclean." You know, if we take that, and also he mentions that in verse 11 as well, explains what this vision meant. You know, what we are left with then, if we remove the explanation for that vision, is a disciple of Christ after Christ was nailed to the cross, after Christ died, who, when he was given that vision, was utterly shocked at God's command. In verse 14, he said, "Not so, Lord, I haven't done this." He was still practicing this law of clean and unclean meats. You know, circumcision during this time was changed, and it caused great disagreement within the church. And it was plainly talked about throughout the New Testament at great length of why this was changed, and that it was, in fact, changed. Well, the issue of clean and unclean meats would have caused similar disagreement had it been changed. Had this been a mandate given to the early church, there would have been a lot more in the Bible. But instead, Peter explains this particular vision in chapters 10 and chapters 11. He explains what the meaning of that vision was, not as many have taken it to be. You know, the misinterpretation of which, of that vision, has become the foundation for changing one of God's laws. So does that mean anything for us today? You know, have we improved the animal, pigs, any animal for that matter, such that the original health concerns that God had laid forth to Israel are no longer valid? Well, Dr. J.H. Kellogg, who was a Seventh-day Adventist, a practicing Adventist, whose cornflakes his name bears, you might have eaten, although what you eat today is probably nowhere near what Kellogg had come up with. In 1897, he stated, "Although it may not be said that this law still exists and is binding as a moral obligation," so he doesn't believe that this is still a real law, he continues, "it is quite plain that the physical basis upon which the law is founded is as good today as at any previous period. Could it be proved that the hog had kept pace with advancing civilization and had improved its habits, we might possibly feel more tolerance for him. But he is evidently just as unclean as ever and just as unfit for food." You know, he made that statement before the industrialization of our meat production in 1897. You know, today, meat designated by God as clean can be far from it with our factory farming techniques. So why then is the world in the predicament it is? Why are we living in this type of age that completely throws away these old precepts? Patient zero. Early in the 1980s, the first case of AIDS is recognized in the U.S. I'm going to go down through a little timeline here. In 1984, patient zero dies from the disease, and he is later linked with the early spread of AIDS throughout the U.S. In 2010, 1.8 million people died of AIDS. It's estimated that 34 million people live with this disease, half of which are women. 3.4 million of these are children, and 2.7 million people were newly infected with it in 2010. But the spread in the U.S. and the debauchery and the reasons why that spread is only part of the story of this pandemic. You know, due to the way that this virus mutates in a very timely manner, scientists are able to trace its age. They can take two different strains of it and see how many times it's mutated and trace back the number, how old that particular strain might be. And it's believed that the virus first entered the U.S. in 1966. As early as 1959, blood samples from the Congo had this particular strain of AIDS. And scientists believe that a species transfer took place near 1908 from chimp to human. 40 types of African monkeys have been found to carry different strains of SIV, which are like AIDS. And the leading hypothesis for this transfer is the cut hunter for the species transfer. Monkeys have been a mainstay, a consumable meat for thousands of years in these areas of Africa. A hunter went out, as usual, gathering meat for his family. At some point, he got unlucky to encounter an ape or a chimp that had this strain, cut himself, and he began spreading this disease. Well, 12 other occurrences of similar viruses have been documented from Tatum meat consumption, but only one has been the pandemic that is AIDS so far. You know, to quote myself, and I won't say who did this first, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death." You know, you have to ask yourselves, what was God thinking when he denied us this pleasure of great-tasting bacon, smoked honey-baked ham, grilled monkey ribs? Did he know that animals not designated as clean could make us sick? I mean, really, would he have had any idea? Well, they always have. They still do. And they continue to make mankind sick when we consume them. You know, animals aren't getting any more healthy than we are since they were created by him. When the laws were set forth by God specifically on edible and non-edible meats, animals were probably in as good of health as they've ever been. They had just been created. Mankind was in much better health as well. You know, if there were any time in history when it would have been safe to consume any of these animals, it would have been then, not today. Not with our physical degradation, not with animal kingdom's physical degradation over the years of us not taking care of this earth. But, you know, God said otherwise. He created animals with intent of being unclean, not to be our food source. You know, pigs are the all-natural, environmentally sound, green trash compactors created by God. They don't take any energy, they don't are any electricity, any fossil fuels. You know, many millennia before those terms became necessary to distinguish healthy food and food practices, God had created those animals for that purpose. You know, mankind has not heeded God when it comes to these simple commands, these simple techniques that God has given us to live healthy lives. And this all began with Adam and Eve eating something forbidden. And that has escalated to the point that mankind eats anything that moves today. You know, AIDS is just one example of the byproduct of not following God's commands. Its global spread is a byproduct of other commands not being followed, but its inception was very subtle, deceivingly so, in the same manner that Eve's deception made a lot of sense to her. In Genesis 3:6, we read, "So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband, and he ate." Remember, brethren, her thoughts when you are at that originality or that original part of a sin blossoming and growing. How disobedience seems right in many people's eyes at the time, and the consequences that Adam and Eve both paid, and the consequences for future generations have been paying with the AIDS epidemic, what those will be and what those can be if we don't heed the simple commands that God has given us.